This is GQDN for Tuesday, June 24th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest and go look for Questworthy while you're there. You get 25% off your purchase and you get a really good drink too. Really good. I'm more of a fan of it than what Golden is. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a release date and we have a thief and the game is going bye-bye. Therefore, it's canceled. But we got some big news to talk about today, starting with PlayStation. Because WCCF Tech said that PlayStation has been sued in a class action lawsuit in the Netherlands because of the high prices of digital content. Now, that was reported by the Reset ERA forums. And here we go with words. Stitching, message seeds, and consumment, which is a Dutch nonprofit consumer foundation, is the one that is suing them because they're representing some large groups of consumers. And that was confirmed by their website that they have summoned Sony in a class action lawsuit on behalf of the Dutch PlayStation players because they were exploiting some of its dominant position in the console market and denying the App Store's access in gaming systems. The lawsuit is a culmination of the Fair PlayStation campaign that was launched in February, which was highlighting how the PlayStation 5 generation consumers are being pushed to buy more digital-only consoles. And that's where the games and in-game content can be purchased exclusively on the PlayStation Store. Now, in the summons, the foundation had accused PlayStation of excluding competition and the exploiting consumers with the game developers, using the dominant position in the market. And they were saying by removing the consumers and third-party publishers, Sony did greatly profit from the situation. Now that the lawsuit has been filed, the next step will be the first hearing, which might have already happened this year. But the Dutch court will evaluate the jurisdiction on the matter, so that way if the court grants the claim, the foundation does expect that Sony will be forced to open the market for selling digital PlayStation content to the other providers. So we shall see what happens with the prices of the consoles and the games. But Xbox, they got different problems. Kotaku did say that Xbox may be bracing for another mass layoff, and those cuts could be coming around the Xbox, could be coming soon, because they're investing more in the Windows gaming and bringing some first-party exclusives to PlayStation 5. Bloomberg did report that there could be another big layoff, and it'll be the fourth set of layoffs in the last 18 months. And it could be on the way because the end of the fiscal year this month. The managers are expecting some, quote, substantial cuts, end quote, across the company. Though Kotaku says it's not yet clear on what teams or studios could be hit the hardest. Right now, Microsoft is already laying off thousands of people across the sales department. Now remember what Phil Spencer did say, quote, at the Summer Games Fest. Our job inside the company is to run a good business. We are accountable to Microsoft for running a good business, a healthy business that continues to grow both top line and bottom line. That's kind of foundation for us. And what that does is allow us to continue to invest in Xbox for a community of players and creators that we're doing it. It does mean that we have to make trade-offs through the year on things that we're going to invest more in, things that we're not going to invest as much in because it is kind of, we are the business that we are, end quote. And you know, one of those companies is Blizzard Entertainment, but this is a good story. Polygon did say that, well, no BlizzCon this year, but a game could be coming through Blizzard Entertainment. Oh, Warcraft fans, you know what I'm talking about. Midnight. And it is believed that at Gamescom, the Warcraft team could show off Midnight at Gamescom. In fact, the developer did say in a blog post that there would be, quote, exclusive news and updates on the next chapter of World of Warcraft World Soul Saga Midnight, directly from the development team, along with a few additional surprises we have in store, end quote. Gamescom is not news to Blizzard, not news to us. They do like making announcements there. We'll see what they have in store when that comes. But there is a game that is leaving because it just couldn't make it. Rock Paper Shotgun did say that Hytale has been canceled. And what Hytale was a Minecraft-type, sandbox-type game. But Hypixel Studios did say that the studios is gearing up for closure. Now, Hytale development started back in 2015 with the devs and the folks behind the huge Hypixel Minecraft server. But Riot Games bought the studio in 2020. And then Hytale made some undead chickens, and that was not long before the game was targeted. Release date was pushed back. Now, Noxie did write in a blog post on the studio's website, quote, this is not the outcome for any of us at Hypixel or at Riot wanted. But after years of pushing forward, adapting, and exploring every possible path, it became clear we could not bring Hytale to life in a way that truly delivered on its promise, end quote. And he also did add that the studio did try to find some new investors or other acquirers who would help out to carry Hytale, but nobody stepped up. So the game did close down. And that does happen from time to time. But then again, so does this. Because when a successful game gears up more seasons like Marvel Rivals, there could be more things coming. PC Gamer did say that Marvel Rivals Season 3 now has a release date and some more characters. So if you play this, Season 3 will be launching Friday, July 11th. That's after some server downtime. That'll be at 1 a.m. Pacific Time, 4 a.m. Eastern Time. And that was based on the game countdown and the end of Season 2. But what else could there be? Well, Rock Paper Shotgun did say that there could be some new heroes. Blade and Phoenix would be 1 and 2, and everybody knows Blade, pretty much. But Phoenix could also be known as Jean Grey, or the X-Men, because she was teased throughout Season 2, and she could be in 3.5 update. There will be some other updates too with it, because according to PC Gamer, seasons will now last 2 months instead of 3 months. So we'll see what happens there. Now, if you play video games, oh, you know you might want a new gaming monitor. PC Games N says that you can save $700 on a Samsung OLED gaming monitor. And you could get a JBL Quantum headset for free. Now, that is the Samsung Odyssey OLED G9 5SC plus the JBL Quantum 1. And that is at the Samsung website. And right now, you can get that for $1,100. That's both things. Now, this is a pretty wide screen, which is why the cost is up there, because that screen is really, really big. The resolution is 5,120 by 1,440. And with the 240 FPS frame rate, with a 240 Hertz refresh rate, yeah, it's pretty big. Now, Amazon did have the Samsung Odyssey OLED G9 5SC at $1,000. So if you just want the screen, you can get that there. And the screen size is 49 inches. So that's why it's a pretty high price. And that $1,000 is 44% off there at Amazon. So that's if you want it. Now, we had some bad news for Xbox. Well, how about a sale for Xbox too? Little sugarcoat stuff, why not? Because there's 400 discounts until the end of June, and that includes an open world sale. And that is, well, not just one game, but it's quite a few games. So we'll go through some of them. If you want to see the full list, it's on the deals page on the Xbox site. In fact, you can take a look at it at XB Deals, and you'll be able to see everything that's there. But as far as their list, Alone in the Dark, 60% off. Far Cry Primal, 75% off. Forza Horizon 5 and the premium add-on bundle are both 50% off. Star Wars Outlaws, 50% off. RoboCop Rogue City, 90% off. You can find it through the different sites. So go take a look for them. There are some deals out there. Now, there is a bit of a remake that is now coming. According to DualShockers.com, Painkiller, which is a 2004 game from People Can Fly, has been remade and it'll be coming to consoles and PC on October 9th and right now is available for pre-order. The standard edition, $40, which includes the Iron Crusade skin pack, pre-order bonus. Okay. Deluxe edition, $50, pre-orders, bonus skin pack, some free additional post-launch DLCs, and some other stuff. So if you like Painkiller, it's coming back. Just don't try to steal it. Well, Golvin might know about this one because Eurogamer did say that a California man stole $10,000 of Nintendo Switch games from libraries. Yeah, he did. The man in question is Jamal Reed Abofomi, and he has been arrested after being accused of stealing about $10,000 worth of Nintendo Switch video games from the U.S. libraries. Yep, thievery may have happened. Now, he does face 12 felony charges, which would include some counts of burglary, words are hard, with the addition of committing a felony while he was out on bail. Yep. So if you go to the library, make sure you return your stuff. That would be a thing. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some games, people.